Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis leads Mass in Cuba. Pope Francis warned Cubans of the dangers of ideology. He preached Sunday before tens of thousands of worshipers who packed Havana's historic Revolutionary Square. The Pope also paid a visit Sunday to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. The Pope will travel to the cities of Holguín and Santiago during his visit Monday and Tuesday, with plans to hold Mass and meet with Catholic clergy in both of those cities before departing for the United States. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority, but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Presidential and parliamentary elections set for October 11th would be held sometime before November 22nd. The plan will be submitted to an African Union summit on Tuesday for approval. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says most Iranians back the nuclear deal with six world powers, including the United States, even if some hardliners denounce it. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes that aired Sunday night, President Rouhani called the deal a very difficult agreement, but the right agreement and the first step towards decreasing enmity and distrust between Iran and the United States. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages who were kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on the talks or why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place are unclear. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017 as Europe grapples with its largest influx of migrants since the end of World War II. Speaking Sunday in Berlin, Secretary Kerry said the U.S. limit on refugee visas, currently capped at 70,000 a year, would jump to 85,000 in 2016 and then rise to 100,000 the following year. Australia is under pressure by rights groups to resettle more Syrian refugees. The new Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, seems to be unwilling to offer sanctuary to more migrants after his predecessor, Tony Abbott, announced plans to grant asylum to 12,000 members of persecuted minorities. Phil Mercer reports.
Pro and anti-refugee campaigners have clashed in recent weeks in Australia. So will there be any major changes under new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to a hardline stance on immigration, where the military turns migrant boats away from Australia, or where detainees are sent for processing in remote camps in the South Pacific? Experts say major policy changes are not likely, after Turnbull had earlier praised his predecessor's efforts to stop asylum seekers breaching the nation's maritime frontiers. Immigration remains one of Australia's most divisive issues. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
The French news agency reports that rebels and pro-government forces have agreed to a ceasefire that's to begin immediately, but there's no word on the planned duration of that ceasefire. And according to the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights, scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria. The organization says 75 fighters were trained in Turkey and had crossed into Syria on Saturday. Officials, the U.S.-led coalition, have yet to comment. Military sources in Cameroon say two young suicide bombers have killed at least five people in what appeared to be the latest cross-border attack by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Those killed in the northern town of Mora include a police officer, two civilians, and the two young female suicide bombers who detonated their explosives near the entrance to the town Sunday morning. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson said Sunday Muslims are unfit to be president of the United States, arguing that the principles of Islam are inconsistent with American values. During an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press program, Dr. Carson, who is a devout Christian, said a president's faith should matter to voters, and he described the Islamic faith as inconsistent with the Constitution, although he did not specify in which way Islam ran counter to constitutional principles. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African music mix on the Voice of America.
Le malheur poursuit celui qui pêche, et le bonheur récompense le juste. Faire cher de Paul, écoutez ma chanson. Chantez mon galop comme il vit pas les poyer, yo comme il est son beau boyer. Na sibi batouche potenga na linga kayo mingi. Na komi kobeta baturka matina quartier na bino. Ba master quartier ba komi koto munga na masolo. Soki na lekiye ba lobaka lekiye. Rita bola mawa alekiye. Aleki mawa ake kota la champi. Na baye. Sona yaka na kuta kananga kaka yete jampi mongala balobi ngana tinga mayopona mbongo balobi ngana tinga mayopona mbongo jampi doba eloko nina mosio somera nga kome souvenir kolia na lea kasenga imoko kolata pena la taka senga imoko soki jipe mindia teba master towe rasone. Nani mosusu, ozo kisi mote marangai, mama, ponini, o baby, sinzo togo. Pona maloba ya kinsasa, Jean-Jacques Mutuale. Pona songi, songi ya kini, oyo, Tonino Fernando.
Norbert Misaka, Terrano Synthetique. Sarah Mama na Benito, Jean-Marie Moulangala, Asina Hollandaise.
Jean-Pi Mangala, Mwana Mabe, Yamatola Kisa, Plike Bolingo, Memingana, Sama Molili, Mwana Ningane Zalite.
Jacques Mengi de London.
Rita Bola, Mwana Mabe, O Baby Si Bolingo, O Memingana Lunda, Simo Yeko, Suno Langala, Bomae.
Celia Motema ya Kapol
Washington ne gafei O baby si bolingo E komi loko la seri Anike li ke na tenten Gana wyo Mawananga imoko e Gana wyo Polela ya orligola Terigola ba frele
Amina de church
Bienveni o mama na choice O baby si bolingo E komi loko la Boya makolo imana na vita e Bilimana mazembe sanga balende li popo Nelie mwana mabe.
La patience et la longueur du temps, chair de poule. Voilà comment tu as grandi. Jean-Louis Namouis, JPS Production.
Wapin sutango ya bitumba edo pembele.
Chris Production, Dengo Seyamwamba.
Let your fingers do the working and your email does the talking. Send us an email from wherever you are to just where we are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Email us at africanmusicmix@voanews.com. africanmusicmix@voanews.com. We can't wait to hear from you at the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
kama ye. Yo wa wa nema kama ye. Yo wa wa nema kama yon. Yo wa wa nema kama yon.
Yo ma yeu tali ga bala mebet.
Este es el ritmo de nuestra tradición.
African music mix, where the magic never ends, on the Voice of America.
Thank you. Travel from Cape Town to Cairo, Dakar to Djibouti, and all points in between on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America. sweeter than honey and less than half the calories. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America. What does Africa sound like? Find out on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Mama
There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Thank you. to the sounds of the continent, where it all got started on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Yeah. We'd love to read your letters and fulfill your requests. Our address is Voice of America, The African Music Mix, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. Our address is Voice of America, The African Music Mix, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. We'll be waiting at the African Music Mix on the VOA.